Hello, hello, hello.
How are we?
Welcome back to Joe Wants Some. It's lovely.
You got that one right.
That's the first for everything.
Literally.
So me and Jake just want to thank everyone who tunes in weekly to us.
I know, thanks so much. Even the love on Spotify and YouTube.
Yeah, we really, really appreciate it so much. And as we stated in our last episode, we are going to go through some questions you guys have decided to ask us.
And you gave us some juicy ones.
Yes, you did. Juicy cues. We leave Jake ask the first question.
So, the first question is, what do you think about Grindr? Do you think it's toxic for gay men, sexual, mental, relationship health? To be honest, it depends on the person, not the app of...
Yeah, so basically, like, you can't blame an app for being toxic. It's the person who operates the app that's toxic.
But still, again, like, I do like the Grindr app because it brings gay people together. There's not many that gay apps that's actually up and running proper that everyone goes on, unless I don't know any about.
Yeah, like, definitely, I agree there. Like, it's a great platform for gay people to, like, meet up with each other. And,
yeah,
you know, and especially for people who are not out. I mean, a lot of closeted gays people would go on underneath with no profile picture, and it's a good release for them as well.
And because, the majority of them to be handsome.
Yeah, literally, so you get all the handsome. Like, you're either absolutely a freak of nature, or...
Yeah, it's one or the other, like,
you're a really good-looking guy. But yeah, I wouldn't necessarily say the app is toxic.
Yeah.
It's
the situation.
The person.
Yeah.
It's the person. Mm. I mean, like, if your boyfriend ends up in Grindr and you're in a committed relationship, you just need to leave your boyfriend on Grindr and you need to leave.
That is definitely 100% the person, like, isn't it?
Yeah, completely. It's like, you can't blame a thing for toxic.
Like, if your boyfriend goes on a dating app, that's just end of
your,
like,
boyfriend's toxic. So that's that. And I'll read out one. Okay. Top, bottom, or verse? We got asked that, let's just say, a couple of times.
Yeah.
With that one, I mean, it's gay slang, and hopefully only the gays will understand.
Yes.
This, but true. Me and Jake will always come out on top, no matter what.
That's a good explanation.
Yeah, so what else have we?
There's another one. Advice on coming out to friends. My advice on coming out, well, my advice on what my experience was coming out to friends, I always had a drink in me. It just eased it off and eased the situation of what I was thinking or what I was saying to my friends, like, you know.
Yeah, for sure. Like, I mean, that's how I practically came out to everyone.
Same, yeah.
A bucket load of drink, and it just took the edge off it. I mean, it's all about delivery as well. Like, when you're coming out, don't make it a doom and gloom thing, you know, just... going with a happy attitude, being like, look, I have really something to get off my chest. Give it chirpiness. Don't be like, I have something to get out.
It makes the situation happy, like.
Yeah, it does, like, you know, and it really does. And at the end of the day, if the people who you're telling to has a different opinion about you after you tell them you're gay, then they're not the people you should be around. Exactly, they're not your people. So I will go for the next question. Opinions on COVID and how Ireland has handled it. Juicy question there.
That is a juicy question.
I mean, obviously Ireland didn't handle it very well if we're on our 45th lockdown.
Yeah, literally. They're leaving everyone into the country. Like, there's no tomorrow. And, like, look at Australia. Australia didn't leave anyone in and until 2022. And they're out partying, having the time of their lives. Like, what we should be doing.
I mean, there's ways to be done, and it's obviously successful looking at other countries like New Zealand as well. It's like, these countries are completely out of lockdown. They're doing their own thing, and... we're here on our 45th lockdown, still leaving
on
people
a tiny
in.
Little island.
And at that, Jake works in...
I work in the hospital, like, and on the wars, and it's just reckless.
Yeah.
So, another question is, what is your worst date since coming out? How was your first date after coming out? Hee hee. I never actually had a proper first date. I was always the one to go on a spin with someone who was secretly not gay. What did we say? Not in. Or let's go for a secret walk. But I'll give it over to Robert because he has a lovely story.
So my first date, I couldn't ask for a better one. It was so good. Jake, Kim.
So funny.
And Tiana dropped me off, obviously, to Patrick, and that's my ex, for anyone who don't know.
And that was his very first date.
Yeah, it was my very first date, so I was obviously really nervous. So, like, Patrick's really tall, and he was sitting down when I first saw him, And then I was fucking over.
Robert, I couldn't stop laughing driving away in the car.
He
like,
was so taller than me, wasn't he?
Yeah, but Patrick is tall in general, though.
Yeah, yeah. Sure, I mean? I'm 5'8", like, he's like 6'2", or something. So then, anyway, I was walking towards him, and he stood up, and I gave him a hug, and he smelled so nice. And then I just looked up at him. I was like, your shirt's lovely. Where are we going? Is the food nice? What you have on? I was like, just asking him, 90 miles an hour. Like, so.
But even Robert coming home from Patrick's house, there was always a nice smell off him. He always had this scent. It was lovely. Yeah,
Tom Ford. It's lovely. But anyway, went into the restaurant, and I talk with my hand. So... Patrick got a bottle of Prosecco, and we had two empty glasses in front of us for a while. Sure, I knocked the empty glass like 4 or 5 times because I'd be talking everywhere. I'd be like this, I'd be like that.
That's so funny.
Literally. And then the girl came with the menus, and then I was reading the menu, but I didn't want it to get awkward. I was looking at him reading the menu, so now I was trying to talk while I was reading the menu, but me talking took away from me reading the menu, and by the time the girl got back, I didn't know what I wanted.
Panic mode.
Like, panic mode. So I just quickly scanned down, looked. I was like, can I have the pudding salad, please?
What? A pudding salad?
The black pudding salad. It was lovely.
Was it actually lovely? I've never even heard of it. Yeah, it was lovely. Salad.
It's the restaurant next to Tequila Jack's. I actually forget the name of them. But then, so we cracked open the bottle of bubbly and drinking it away, and then I burped into his face.
Like, Robert.
You know, it's actually, I forget burping's rude. Like, before I was up at the till and I burped into a cash register's face. Could you imagine me mortified?
But Robert, to be walking around the house as if like it's not, you don't even think though.
I have stomach problems. Like,
no, you definitely do. 100%. But it's like, anyway, it comes out of your mouth and you're like, oh my god, that just happened.
Yeah, literally, you know, burped into his face. I was mortified. And then after that, we went to the Vic. So Vickers Down Bar, and me and my friends loved that bar. We were barred out 9 times. But like, it's an iconic bar, like, we love it.
Yeah, it's lovely in there.
So I've spent a lot of time in there before. So we went out to the smoking area, and this girl comes through the haze of smoke and was like, Robert. I was like, hi. And she was like, can you remember a time when we were at this session and we did this and this and this? And oh my god, I was mortified.
Go hot pink on the spot.
Hot pink. I mean, I got up to a fucking load of stuff before.
Literally, like,
that are not meant to be heard on a first date in terms of, you know, going on sessions and, you know, taking a bit
your first impression of someone. Like, you know,
my first impression there. I'm this health and fitness fanatic, and what got me into health and fitness fanatic was getting so low. Like, do you know what I mean? It was a whole story that was going to be brought up in another episode as well, by the way. My journey into fitness.
Journey, yeah.
But I told them all sorts. They were like, oh my god, I was mortified. Went back into the bar, and then we kissed.
Oh, cuties.
Yeah, it was weak. It was so nice.
The Vic, I love the Vic though, because there's like an open
lounge
at the back of it.
I miss the Vic so much.
I know.
So, didn't I see you swimming in Fountainstown a few weeks ago? This was a lovely lady who me and my sister met in Fountainstown, and yes it is!
I know, that's so cool though, isn't it?
I know, it's so cool. Hi, I hope you're doing well. Didn't go swimming in ages, really want to get that back in.
Yeah,
we Jake Stern.
Have you different types?
Yeah, we would.
We would have different types. My type would be, I wouldn't consider it as a straight manly man, but someone very...
masculine.
Yeah, literally, but someone very normal as well. I wouldn't be into femme. I have a lot of femme friends, which I love and adore, but I wouldn't be into them. But when Robert ever shows me a boy on Insta, he's always very pretty looking, which is not wrong with that either.
Yeah, I love a good looking boy, like, you know. And as opposed to femininity and masculinity, I mean, if you're nice to me, like, you know, if you're nice to me and I find you attractive,
if you're nice, attractive, and a small bit older.
Then yeah, the older men. I am into the older man, I wouldn't be saying no to a boy or a younger looking boy, like, do you know what I mean? But yeah, I'd be more gravitated to the older men. I mean,
they're again, nice, they're level-headed though.
Level-headed, it's like,
I should start fucking going for the older men.
Yeah,
like.
You perv. Okay. So those ties in those shorts, comment. I am a fan of short shorts. My red ones, to be precise. And yeah, love a good wear of those.
We all love short shorts.
Yeah.
How does the Apple alarm sound make you feel? It literally gives me the shivers up my spine.
Oh my god.
Just waking up early in the morning.
Like, literally, and with a hangover, because you hear it the most when you're hungover.
It's like the biggest fear when you wake up on a hangover and then you have work.
Oh god.
No, that is, like, frightening.
Getting up for work on a hangover and that going off and having a crusty nose, it's just the worst.
I'd actually rather be woken up with a banshee screaming into my face.
Oh, that is the banshee, if you ask me.
That is the banshee.
The banshee of Apple. God. So next we have ye ever dated the same guy?
No.
If that was the case, he would have dated Patrick.
Yeah. Rob would only date one person. I've never dated a person. Yeah. But we often would run into things where the same people would have texted us and said a lot of weird shit.
Yeah. Turn off. If you're texting me, don't text my brother. If you're
texting
my brother, don't text me. If you're texting my brother, don't text me. Like,
it's just common sense.
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean? You know?
And that brings us to the next question, Grindr stories.
Yeah.
So someone asked, do we have any funny Grindr stories? I let Jake start off with that one.
One of our funny Grindr stories is me and Robert got asked.
That's not even funny.
It's not even funny, but it's like disgusting. Disgusting.
This is what you're dealing with on Grindr.
The weird app, like.
Weird app, and this is probably what the other question correlates to. Is it toxic? Like, someone asked me and Jake to basically have a threesome, and how much?
Like, how effed up is that, like?
It's disgusting. I mean, that's surely illegal. Like, anyway.
That's actually, like, you get weird messages on Grindr, we get it, but, like, getting someone to go into, like, I can't even say it.
It's so creepy about it, like.
Creepy, like.
Oh, it's weird. So I have a message here. I just have screenshots. So basically, since me and Patrick broke up, I went on it once, and then all the weirdos started flowing back in, so I just deleted it again. But this is older messages and messages since then.
Robert's skating.
So, like, we have this one. Hi, sent me a picture of himself. Hi, how are you? If you're interested, just say. If you're uninterested, just say. Up to much. Where are you based, bud? Looking. What you looking for on here? Up for meeting for a spin? ? Well, bud, you're not interested. ? Is that a no?
The cheek.
Oh my god.
They'd get bad at you when you text back, though.
Oh yeah,
they'd actually attack you.
Yeah, so I actually have one here when someone actually got bad at me.
Yeah,
so this guy sent me an unsolicited dick pic. Again, if you're on Grindr, like, this is what you should expect. It's the norm for someone to send you a nude that's not wanted. So he sent me the nude and then sent me a picture of his face and goes, no comment, because I didn't reply to him. Obviously, not going to reply to that, like, you know.
It's rude. Off,
like. And then, no comment, ? I mean, come on. So, like, so I politely said, sorry, not interested. And he goes, can I ask why? I was like, not looking for anything really, just out of a relationship, only on here for a nose. Then he texts me back, but what makes you think I want a relationship? I mean, come on, like, fuck off. I goes, I'm not interested, just leave it at that. He goes, get over yourself, man, seriously, good luck. And I sent him two yoni face emojis. And then he goes, and then I didn't text back. And then a couple of days later, he goes, can I just ask one thing? Are you a top or a bottom?
Like, like the cheek. Fuck.
Oh,
people don't get it, and people are that, like, slow.
Like, do you know what I mean? I mean, don't get stuck on me and then try to crack back onto me.
Like, I actually have a question for the gay people that's listening. Because me and Robert got this message multiple times, and people that I know that I'm friends with got this question.
It's weird.
Would you kick me into the wall for €50?
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, there's a man going around asking that.
Maybe come up to my front door, I'll kick into walls, give me the €50, but, like, I'm not going out meeting you to kick you in the walls for €50, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, what a trek.
Hand over the 50, I'll kick into walls, no problem.
Oh, bank transfer.
Yeah, bank transfer.
COVID.
COVID, I would say.
So then we have another one here. Hey, how are you? I would love to feel your muscles. I'm willing to reward. Would you be interested? So then I text back. I'd be chatting to these people, like, you know, just for the piss take as well. I go, just feel, haha, ? He goes, yeah, I'm looking for you just to take off your top and to tense your muscles while I feel them.
Skating.
I go, ha, how much? He goes, can you come? I goes, no. A con means can you accommodate? Yeah. He goes, care meet, €50 for 20 minutes. I goes, not a chance, 500 at least.
Does he think you're worth less than that?
As if I was going to fucking do it anyway.
I know.
He didn't take me back to 500. I'm obviously not worth that much.
But like maybe when you're bored and hungover. Do I actually like to take the piss out of some people?
Oh yeah, you
but
would.
But like I wouldn't be obviously serious.
I know, we behind our thumbs getting laughing.
That's what I was saying, like when you're bored. Like,
yeah. Then we have a one that actually came from my job. Like your man went for the jugular and tried to get me fired because I didn't text him back.
Would you like imagine going about someone's personal life.
Like, I mean,
going to the job after just because someone wasn't interested in you.
Like, that's insane. And I love my job. And I take myself, like, I pride myself with the customer care I give in work. And, you know.
And it got straight I back care as well, about, like, didn't it?
Yeah, like, and I care about the way I'm perceived in work and how I deal with the members and, you know.
Everything in general.
It's just such, it's so, so annoying for someone to get the rats. Because you're not interested, and for them to try get you fired, it's like next level.
That's
like.
Not, it's next level, it's crazy talk. Like.
So I'll read out what happened. So the guy above, let's just call him Jebediah. So morning, looking for a PT session, if you have a slot available. I'm working up in Cork this week and next week. It was my trainer who asked me to get in touch with you guys for some training. I said, hey man, how are you? What gym do you currently train in? I'm not going anywhere to gym, yeah. But it's in Limerick. He goes, have you free time this evening? I goes, Jebediah, actually, you need to be a member of FlyFit for me to be able to train you. So if you join up, I can train you for sure. I gave him the details on the gym. I was like, if you've interested, let me know. He goes, okay, thanks for getting back to me. I think I'll leave it off only up here for 2 weeks. Know anywhere where you could go. So again, with the good customer service, yeah. I provide, I recommended him a place that would suit his needs more. So I sent him someone's Instagram. The squad is their name. They're brilliant. And I feel like he would have benefited from a system like that. He goes, thank you for your help. I was like, no problem, Jebediah. Good luck with everything. That's what I asked. And then he texted me back 7 o'clock at that night. This happened during the day. You watching RuPaul. How come you just helped me out like this? Did we chat on Grindr? Then he blocked me. Thank God I got fucking screenshots.
Robert, imagine if you didn't though.
Imagine I didn't, I know. So this guy then, so my manager writes into our big work group chat saying anyone dealing with this guy. So he's like, oh my God, that's fucking Jebediah.
Robert, out of this whole situation, I can't believe that you're after calling that random man a Jebediah. Can't even pronounce it, Jebediah.
So this is Jebs anyway.
Jebs.
Jebs decides to fucking send a fucking elbow length to fingertip length email.
That's frightening. Like.
To FlyFit, saying how he's never dealt with someone worse. Customer service was shocking. Worst lunatic like ever. And then so Owen anyway was like, oh yeah, who's dealing with this guy? I was like, oh, it's me, Owen. Sent in the screenshots, and he's like, oh my God, obviously your man is just rats because you didn't text him back.
Yeah, disgrace for money.
Like I mean, come on, like he tried to get me fired. Because
you weren't interested in someone like that is just beyond.
Take a day off.
Take
like,
a day off.
Do you know, it's just so fucking annoying. But anyway, nothing happened of it anyway because I had the receipts, thank God. And that taught me a message.
I'm going to start screenshotting
stuff. To fucking always have receipts and be prepared to show the proof. Because you need the real tea.
You need the real tea, no goss.
Because there's psychopaths that will try to take advantage of you and try to get you fired.
Literally clear as day, you just heard it there now like.
Yeah, I know.
But like, I couldn't imagine. So imagine one of us now going to someone's like personal job.
I know.
Because someone didn't get back to you and they weren't interested. I'd be mortified.
What a pig! But then I'd pig. Like, then I'd be like, "Sure, I love him." And do you think there's something fucking wrong with these people?
John? No, he's well able to go to someone's job and go to someone's manager and yeah. Do that. There's not something wrong with him at all.
Yeah, fuck you, Jebediah.
Jebediah.
So that brings us to our next question: have you any funny stories from nights out?
So, yes, we do.
We do, thanks to my band part of a friend, Kate.
Shout out to Kate.
Woo-hoo. So, me, Kate, Jake and Dan, shout out to Dan as well.
Shout out to Dan.
We were in Suez one night and Kate spotted this hip height, ledge. Yeah, let's just say. Windowsill. And there was like bars coming off it. So, Kate not climbed up but stepped up.
She literally lifted her knee yay height and stepped up on the ledge
and there's like bars coming off it. I'm looking at a picture of her now. She's on sunglasses. She's swinging off the bar with her middle finger up. Like, she's so funny.
So,
with
so her gay funny.
Pride socks on. I she's know, so, so cute. So she obviously mishandled the bar and came down on top of her neck.
It was, like, yeah, it was her neck. Her
neck and the back of her shoulder, let's just say. So picture it, a tombstone pile driver kind of form facing up. And two of her toes come down by her ears. Do you understand where I'm coming from?
And someone, it off the floor. It's like when you get winded, you kind of go, ah!
Yeah.
It's like, ah! That's yeah. the noise she made because she landed when she caught her wind like that. Yeah,
she goes,
the poor girl. I know. And then we were all, oh, do you know when I heard that bang, Robert? I literally turned. Robert was standing next to Kate, but I turned around because I didn't actually see the fall happening.
But the way she was positioned on the floor.
And I heard the, yeah. And I heard the bang, and I was like, she's dead! Yeah. She's dead! Running around circles with my arms in the air screaming, she's then dead!
I was like, Jake, will you fucking shut the fuck up? Like, oh my god.
All panicking, like.
Then I look to my left and I see Dan chasing her on a dress being like, come on, in a yellow dress at that, being like, come here, I'll pop it back in. My brother's always popped out.
Kay was like, fuck off, you weirdo!
Kay was like, fuck off, I've helped insurance!
There's never a dull moment, like.
Ever a dull moment.
We spent hours in hospital afterwards.
Yeah, the reason why Dan was in a dress as well is that we found a bag of clothes and he decided to try it on. Look, there's a picture in front of us now with my snap. It was obviously a Snapchat memory. Gucci. It says Gucci with a yellow dress on.
That's funny because Kate was wearing all yellow as well, wasn't she?
Yeah, and him pouting.
I know, pouting.
So then we had to go to the hospital.
Me and Dan got, bear in mind, me and Dan went got pizzas, came back.
Yeah, like, so Kate, there's only one person left in the room. Yeah. So while I was in the room with Kate, they were doing their own thing. They were outside getting pizzas, waiting there for ages. And then I was inside with Kate. I mean, she was off her head in gas and air, like the Australian whistle it was referred to.
The Australian whistle? Yeah. Sounds like something deadly.
Yeah, literally. I mean, this put her up her pipe anyway because
like she a was virus. Goosed.
She was fully convinced she was tiny for some reason. I have that on Snapchat, but I'll play the video.
Come on, I wouldn't mind trying it.
But I know, yeah, I love it. Anything for a buzz.
Literally.
That's why I started smoking fags when I was younger. So basically, a little small story. I was in sixth class. Me and my friend Ryan O'Sullivan both found a box of fags. We smoked a box of fags. I did it correctly, got the spinners, and was addicted.
There, it just started from then.
Yeah, I don't smoke now, thankfully, anymore. Well, God. Anyway.
Yeah, same.
So, this is Kate fully convinced in the hospital bed that she is tiny.
Rory and tiny.
Rory and tiny.
Look at her face now, look.
Rory and tiny.
Look.
Look at her laugh, she's so cute.
So then she kept on getting me taken by the nurses recording them.
Oh my god.
It was
god.
So embarrassing. So then she got all wrapped up, whatever, and Kate got a bed, and I was sitting there looking at Kate. I was there for about 3 hours after, like, so I was looking at Kate, she's very comfortable, and there was a bed next to her for free, and there was this young, pretty blonde nurse, she was gorgeous, and I went up to her, and I was like, there's a free bed there next to my friend, is it okay if I just take a sleep in that for a while? She looked at me and she started laughing at me and she just goes, no.
I was mortified.
Red.
Sure. There's beds. Like
people are waiting outside the innie.
Come in. I was there for days. I'd say.
I don't have a clue. Like, I know
you wouldn't be thinking though when you're in there for ages, probably starving after being drinking.
Literally. Like we're out all night. This is at like 6 o'clock in the morning. I woke up.
Come here. You'd be drowsy like though.
I was mortified.
Yeah, I was mortified. You would God. Be. Robert, I can remember getting that gas in air when my appendix burst. I'd like. It was like, no, I took a lot of things and a lot of stuff, but this was like, no, what I remember was just swaying in my nan's arms. That actually happened. Seeing white lights.
It's swaying in my nan's arms. Oh my god.
Frightening though.
It's frightening. I mean, it's scary as well though, isn't it?
Yeah, but it does take the pain away.
Yeah.
Fucking take the pain away.
So, we will go on to our next question. We are loving these questions, well, by the way. So, so good. Did we go through that one already?
Yeah.
Okay, not a question, but loving the podcast, they need to be longer. This was, I was delighted with this. Thank you. Definitely. We're going to work on making them longer.
We're just going with the flow a while.
Yeah, we just wanted to test out, see if the shorter ones did anything.
Yeah.
But look, they obviously seem to be working, and if people want more, we'll give more.
Yeah.
week for that, like, delighted.
So
who is your favourite cousin and why is the answer me?
Why is the answer me?
Because Callum, we have a weak spot for you.
We do spot. Have a weak spot for you.
And happy birthday to Callum as well.
Shout out to Callum.
Woohoo, enjoy your birthday.
Enjoy your B-day. So here's another question.
That one.
So if you were straight for a day, would you give Maureen a go?
Oh my god, Maureen. Yeah. So Maureen, aka Brahin, the assistant mama, aka the assistant.
Bear in mind, this is my first time here and I didn't know who Maureen was the whole time.
I can't believe he didn't know who Maureen was.
I don't have a clue.
The assistant manager of Flyfit, Brahin.
Is obviously Brahin, I know that now.
I'm getting sure I've been referring to Brahin as Maureen, I don't know how long.
And I'm in the gym all the time and I'm like, where the fuck is Maureen?
I'm skitting.
It's actually Brahin.
Oh, Brahin. And Blaheen, you have me questioning my sexuality since the day I saw you, Gertl.
Touché.
Yeah, you know that. Weak for you. And have you ever dated the same guy? That would never happen.
No, that would never happen.
Yeah. Like, if Jake's been with someone, then I'm not going to go there vice versa with Jake with me.
Yeah, I don't know if we did say this or not.
Oh my god, did we not?
I think so.
Well, there you have it, Jeffrey, don't fucking do it.
Yeah, no, no.
Okay, at that, we will leave it.
That was fun.
Yeah, that really was fun. Hopefully people got to know us a bit more. Because that was the whole plan for this episode.
I love the questions one. We should do more of them.
Yeah, I really do. I love it.
Because we're talking about what people, they want to know as well. Like,
yeah, we want information from you just as much as you want to hear from us if you do want to listen to us.
We're not going
to
be two born old gays just sitting there talking to somebody.
Yeah. And again, we appreciate the support. Definitely. So, so much.
Love you all so much.
Love you all, motherfuckers. Slong full.
More hair fuckers.
And that is Robert and Jake out.